friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom gives birth to 16th baby, and even after toughest pregnancy, she still wants more kids. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Patty and Carlos Hernandez are the proud parents of a family with 16 kids with no plans of stopping anytime soon. The couple counts their large brood as an incredible blessing from God after initially struggling to conceive. So now, they are happy to leave the size of their family completely in the Lord's hands. Having a family with 16 kids certainly isn't for everyone. But while 39-year-old Patty Hernandez admits tending to such a large family can prove stressful at times, she ultimately finds joy in raising each child God gives her. And you can't help but admire this family's devotion to their faith. Patty and Carlos Hernandez met at church and fell in love. And while they both wanted children, the couple who lives in North Carolina certainly never envisioned the journey God had in store for them. "We started with one and ended up with 16, Patty said. "We never imagined it would be that many." The newlyweds wanted to start their family right away and immediately tried for a baby, but their timing didn't match God's. "I had trouble getting pregnant with Carlos for almost 2 years," Patty recalled. "I guess my body wasn't ready yet." Perhaps things might have been different if things went according to Patty's and Carlos's plan. Maybe the couple wouldn't have been willing to become a family with 16 kids had conception been easy in those early days. But sometimes God answers our prayers in ways we don't expect. And when we enter a season of waiting, it is intended to grow and change our hearts in some way. For 2 years, the couple who never uses any type of birth control and is regularly intimate couldn't conceive. Starting a family suddenly became an insurmountable challenge, and Patty nearly lost hope. The idea of becoming a family with 16 kids likely seemed impossible to Patty and her husband. "Then God did the miracle," Patty explains. "We were asking God for a child, and He just started giving us children. We started getting pregnant every 3 months." Patty and Carlos Hernandez welcomed Carlos, their first child, in 2008, and then just kept going, eventually becoming a family with 16 kids, which includes three sets of twins. This means Patty has spent more than a decade pregnant. "I'm so happy when I'm pregnant," she said, "and around 3 months after I have a baby, I usually get pregnant again." Some couples might hit a point where they say enough is enough, but even with 16 kids, the Hernandez family is happy to leave that decision entirely up to the Lord. "We have left everything to God, so whatever God wants to give us, we will be happy," Patty explained. "We don't use contraception." Patty described her latest pregnancy as the toughest yet, saying, "He just didn't want to come out." All of her other babies came before 38 weeks, but Clayton, her 16th, held on until 40 weeks. Even so, this mom isn't done having babies. "It is a bit more stressful and difficult with a newborn. The babies are always crying and I have to take care of them," the mother of 16 confessed. "But it is a blessing. We enjoy it." The family with 16 kids lives in a 5-bedroom house in Charlotte, North Carolina. The home includes a nursery room with 5 cribs. The couple makes a living running a cleaning company. Since Patty Hernandez certainly has her hands full with so many kids, the majority of the work falls on Carlos, but he's happy to work hard to provide for his large family. As a tribute to the hardworking dad, the couple gives each of their children a name starting with the letter C, but the C has another significance too. "We name everyone with a C because my husband's name starts with a C, and also because of Christ. So in honor of both, we pick that letter," Patty explained. Patty and Carlos Hernandez are parents to 6 sons and 10 daughters. Within the family, with 16 kids, are 3 sets of twins: Carla and Caitlin, 11, Calvin and Catherine, 7, and Caleb and Caroline, 4. The rest of their brood are as follows: Carlos Jr., 13, Christopher, 12, Christian, 10, Celeste, 9, Christina, 8, Carol, 5, Camilla, 3, Charlotte, 2, Crystal, 1, and the newest addition, Clayton, is just a few months shy of turning one. Faith not only determines the size of the Hernandez family, but rules it as well. They start each day with a devotional, which involves praying, singing, and reading together as a family. We love the Lord, so we are teaching them about the Bible. We want them to be good people. That is one of the best bonds we all share, Patty explained. All of the children have chores, and while the older kids are away at school, Patty tries to knock out as much as she can of the never-ending housework. A family with 16 kids is a huge undertaking and may sound like more than anyone could handle. But Patty and Carlos Hernandez consider themselves abundantly blessed. And if you're wondering if there will be any more children for the couple in the future, they're leaving that up to the Lord. God has blessed us with all these kids, Patty said. I know some people don't agree, and there are nasty comments online, but for us, it's a big blessing. If God wants us to have another child, we will have another one. Mom gives birth to baby so big, the 11-pound newborn went straight into toddler clothes. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One first-time mom in England was in for a surprise when she gave birth to an 11-pound newborn. Sarah Dines is a teacher and gave birth to her first baby last year. She named him Montague, or Monty for short. When he was born, he weighed a whopping 11 pounds. Now, Monty is 11 months old and is wearing clothing that is sized for 2 to 3-year-olds. He was so big when he was born, he looked ridiculous, said Sarah. When the doctors took him out, they were all laughing, and I didn't know why at first. One of them said he was ready for school, and the little towel they wrapped him just didn't fit. At first, Sarah wanted to have a water birth at home, but she ended up giving birth to Monty via cesarean section. He was in the 99.9th percentile for height and 99.6th percentile for weight. Even the little cap they gave him at the hospital was too small, Sarah shared. My sister had to run and buy me some nappies because none of the ones we had fit him either. As he's gotten older, he's gone up and up in sizes. He's always been in bigger clothes than his age. Monty may have been a bigger baby due to having parents that are on the taller side. I'm 5'9" and my husband Elliot is 6 feet, so we were never going to have a small baby. Neither of us were particularly big when we were born. I think I just carry big babies. No matter our size, God created us all to be beautiful in our own ways. May baby Monty keep growing big and strong and bless his parents as they raise this little boy together.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.